Welcome back, guys, to episode 61 of the Kinda Nice Podcast. Today, as you saw by the title, we're going to be actually talking about some big things that people might be interested in.
Hot news.
Hot news. I'm here with the usual boys in the studio, Daniel, Grant, and Rocky, all here.
What's good?
Hey, guys.
So Ninja Warrior callbacks are happening, season 15, and maybe something else is also happening. A bunch of new stuff. I don't know if we hop into that straight away, maybe tease them a little bit with some...
Well, we got to say this. Gosh, I'm not saying anything with this voice. Just everyone, there is some stuff contractually we can't say. So we're trying to give you every bit of information we can. And we'll tell you about some new stuff this season and the way they're doing it. But we can't say everything. But there are some big new changes coming.
Yeah. A lesson in delayed gratification, if you will. But we're going to wet your taste buds and give you a little bit of taste.
Don't say that, though, right?
We're not wetting anybody's
ear. We're going to throw you a bone.
Throw you a bone. That sounds better than wet somebody's.
I mean, me and Kid aren't under no contract right now.
That's real.
There you go. You tell whatever you want. Tell you whatever you want. I'm here to let the people know. Hey, everyone, I'm here for you.
He's a whistleblower.
Consider me.
God, so loud.
If this is your first time tuning in, first of all, welcome. Hopefully you enjoy the show. We got plenty of episodes for you guys to watch. As you heard, episode 61, so you can scroll back and just enjoy your time for weeks, probably.
Let's
maybe
just
even a month.
Do a little shout out to some. What are some honorable mentions? If they're going to actually go back right now, which ones do you say they should
the
go
first,
back?
I think you got to go back to like the OG episodes. Yeah. Listen to a few of those. Those are good. Maybe like the first one Grant's on.
I was about to say the first with Grant.
Yeah, you can see the progression of how Grant became like a guest to like a host. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think Nick and
the one
Nick
with Nick and
Forrest.
Forrest is good.
Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley Eckerman, that's an early one. That's a good one. A lot of the ones with Matt Carmona are great.
Shout out. Two of those are awesome.
Yeah. Damn. But yeah, any of those are pretty good. Also, if you guys want to see us, we have a full camera studio set up. We got Rocky on the cameras, switching angles, doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I just shaved so you can see my bare face.
Oh, yeah. That's hot topic right now.
The only way you could see it is if you hop onto patreon.com/kindanice.
You gotta click around and find out, man. Everyone's been saying that.
I think the cheapest option is maybe $5 a month, something like that. And you get access to all these video episodes, extra content. We do Q&As here and there. We're gonna probably look at some Patreon questions here later in the episode. So, it's an easy way for you guys to help support us and show that you like the show. Show us that you like the show. And am I saying that right? I'm using show in two different ways. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that was messing with me.
English language.
It's my second language, man. You know, it's hard. It's hard. That's
also if our Patreons can see, Kid looks, he's the first person to ever shave his face and look older. am I lying?
I thought I looked younger.
Move that mic real quick. There it is. Give him the direct shot.
Hold on, it might be the glasses.
Give him that zoom.
Give him the zoom, Rock. Zoom get in off in that grill. That tell me that man don't look older right now. Look at him.
I look younger. No way.
Move that mic.
Yeah.
That looks older to me.
I don't think so.
Definitely looks older.
You're just used to my face with hair on it, though.
I think your cheeks have thinned out a little, too.
Rocky said it best. Rocky, say it again to him.
I'm thicker right now than I've ever. I'm 180.
With his beard, he looked like a young kid who wanted to look old. And now that he's shaved,
damn, bro,
it's true.
He looks older for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it looked like you were trying to look older with the facial hair, and now it's like, he's just getting older.
Damn, yeah, man. You look good.
Yeah, we're all on Team Kid here, man.
Team bald face.
I do. I like having. I want a beard kid. Though. I want a beard. That's the end goal.
You know. Not everyone can have this.
Where's his neck? He don't even have a neck. It's just beard.
No, this is just, that's a whole situation. I had to sacrifice some up here, though. God, what is that space?
Well, you know, it's cool.
Stay right there. It's all right. Just my forehead.
Are you doing them wrong with the camera? If you want to see all this sweet goodness, go to patreon.com/kindanice. Sign up for the Patreon. We also release older video episodes on YouTube if you want to check that out. But if you want all the fresh new stuff and want to be a part of the community, again, that's patreon.com/kindanice. Shout out to all the patrons. You guys have been rocking with us for years now. And we really do appreciate you guys. It helps us, you know, upgrade the show, bring guests in here and there. I think that's most of the first stuff. I mean, you boys want to get right into it with the ninja stuff?
Or let's jump into it. Let's do it.
The people came here for the news.
Yeah, if you're still listening, you've waited long enough.
I don't think I should be the one to break it, but if you guys want me to, I will.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, first off, we're doing it. We made that announcement, and actually everyone, we made that on Instagram, and on there was a lot of kickback. There's some love, there's some support, and there was some like, oh, calls are going out. So first off, to all the ninjas out there, you guys that don't do American Ninja Warrior, never been a part of like the casting, I did feel bad to get this dog out. What, we got a dog now here just biting. If you haven't been a part of the casting of Ninja Warrior, there's a sacred thing that happens amongst the ninja community, which is the announcements. And when someone gets the call, they have to call each contestant. Say, hey, you are officially invited to compete. Mm-hmm. And when you get that call, it's a big deal. And that also signals the start of calls. And they used to do it per region. So if you were in the LA region, the first region, you would get calls first. So everyone in the hopeful LA region would get really excited when someone posts on their Instagram they got the call, because they're like, they're calling LA regions, we're pumped. And then if you knew, if you were later on, you might not get a call for a while, but just like, it's happening and this mm-hmm. buzz gets going. Well, when I announced that I was doing it, and jokingly Daniel would be there as well and whatever, I didn't mean to start that amongst the ninja community, but
You did it regardless.
I did do it, and we are officially competing, and this year our official invite came with some new information. So
Yep.
Which one?
And the new information is, I wish I could say the second part, but I'll say the first big thing is the qualifiers are going to be the same, which is 30 people, yeah. narrowed down to 12 mm-hmm. and 4 women.
Yep.
And the way they're going to narrow down is just like normal. It's 6 obstacle course that you're racing through. But
with the mega wall,
it's
back, baby.
And the last 4 will compete. I think it is the last 4 will compete for the last 2 positions to move on. So the people who didn't get selected will go head to head to get the last 2 positions. So there'll be head to head races in the qualifying to make it to the next round. So
wow,
that brings back this ninja versus ninja idea is coming back to American Ninja Warrior. Now, we've seen that already because we were in France last year with kids. So tell us how it went down in France, kid, last year.
So in France, it was actually pretty much the exact same setup. The qualifiers is just a regular course up into the wall. They had a few other stipulations. And actually, my episode qualifiers. For France... What?
They had the A and B courses and qualifiers.
That's just split decision, though. They have that in America sometimes.
It was like the whole rest of the course. It was crazy. But yeah, you're right. It was like basically a split decision.
It's like an OP split decision. It's like 2 full obstacles versus 1.
Yeah.
But yeah, so qualifiers is just obstacles to the wall. And then they also had like the memory tower and some weird stuff. My episode actually airs this Saturday. So
what? Where can we watch it?
Patreon.
I don't think you can.
/ kind of nice.
Some French people like pirated and put it up on YouTube here.
Oh,
and there,
fully so. Ripped that, dude. Yeah. I ripped my German Ninja Warrior whole show that, you know, and then they were like, you can't. And I was like, all right,
put it up
on YouTube and it's got the views.
No, it'll be up
and
there.
And then Guinness said I could use it. So now it's legal.
Yeah. I'll post it up on, links and stuff to YouTube stuff if you guys want to watch it. But so you go through and I don't think you guys care about the French setup too much, but essentially you go through, if you get the mega wall instead of money, you get to skip semis, go straight to finals.
That's a big deal.
Which is, I prefer money, but it's all good.
If you're fast,
and you get the mega wall, you're good. Now for semis, usually semis is then a similar course to the qualifiers with, and I'm talking about America, a similar course to the qualifiers with some tweaks in the front half and an addition of... I guess if you count the salmon ladder and the other one, 1, 2, 3, 4 obstacles. So you usually have the salmon ladder, an obstacle, spot like break, another obstacle, break, big tower of some sorts mm-hmm. where you do some sort of thing to get up. Mm-hmm. So in France, instead of having that, they had pretty much ninja versus ninja style racing.
Yeah.
It was like 6 obstacles. And then the way that you decided if you were moving forward onto the next round was if you beat the guy you were against, only one of you guys could make it forward. So
that's like, some high stakes.
Yeah. And I think it was seeding. So it'd be the first seed, 12th seed, mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're doing that in America.
Oh, yeah. They announced that part when you get in semifinals.
Yeah.
Which is also the new.
So that's the news. Yeah. That's the news. Semis is no longer the 8, what's total count? 10 obstacles?
6. Yeah. 10 total.
It's no longer the 10 thing. It's now going to be Pretty much just head to head Ninja versus Ninja, six album, yes. Course, so, winner take all.
If you've watched show before, we're getting in the Warped Wall, and then the semifinals is going up the Warped Wall and a couple more obstacles. Now it's just going to be the six obstacles as a race for the whole semifinals, and the seeding, the top fastest finisher will go against the bottom seed.
Yeah.
So what if you're fast but choose to go slow in qualifier?
To get bad seeding?
To go against, yeah.
Why would you want to go against something better? You'd go against somebody better, though.
Describe me that.
You would hurt yourself.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah. That's why seeding is what it is.
Is there a way to hack medium? Sorry. Life hack with Daniel Gill.
Damn.
Throw the qualifier so I get put against first seed.
Still move on.
And then knock out first seed for Vegas. That's actually what you're trying to do, you could.
If you're good.
If you're good
and you want to knock somebody out.
You got some huevos on you.
Okay, so we're getting into the big difference as athletes. Now, from our perspective, one big thing for me, that's a totally different way to train, right?
Yes.
To get through six obstacles normally, every year doing the qualifier, I didn't come with a lot of super elite training. I just needed a calm, collected mind, and my plan is to make it. Now, I also had a little training for the mega wall, but I'm pretty much just focused on making it more than I am trying to speed my way through. Now, you have a different approach sometimes, I think, but I know that if I make it, I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all I'm really focused on. And then I need a little endurance when the next night is our semifinals where I need to make it through all the obstacles. But I've never even made it through a full semifinals course and still gone to Vegas almost all the times. So, you know, I just had a little bit of endurance and don't need this kind of speed work at all. Now I have to have speed.
Yeah, everybody has to have
Everyone
speed.
Everyone has to have
speed. Yeah, they just changed the format altogether. The way that we train in preparation for the season is, yes, be strong, yes, have endurance, but above all, be faster than your opponent.
Ka-chow. Yeah, and speed causes mistakes, so you never know what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. So
yeah, for sure. I think, well, I was talking with this. I was talking to Ethan Swanson actually last night about this stuff. And he, because I wanted to get kind of, I'm not competing, but I wanted to get his perspective on some stuff. And he told me some stuff that
is he
makes,
competing?
I think so. Yeah.
What?
That makes more sense. It seems that it. So what his concern was like, say you're like, you know, you get a really fast time, but you get put up against the guy who gets the fastest time. You get like the second fastest time on that course, but you lose to the first guy. And then everybody in the other races gets worse times than you, but they move forward because they beat somebody else that's worse.
Yep.
So I think there's a stipulation that the two like best times after all the winners move forward is what he told me. I don't know if that's accurate. Or
okay.
Not.
Yeah. That's some Swanson stuff. He gets down into it, and they didn't describe how the semifinals were going to work with the seeding and everything. They just said that the top finisher would go against the bottom seed. And then I'm guessing they're hoping that would cause the wins to go to the top people.
They want to make sure they get good people in Vegas too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say this off the bat. Everything that we're saying could be total BS and it could
change. Oh, it's all subject
everything.
To change.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, this is strictly kind of like what potentially
could
happen.
I don't even know if we're supposed to be telling you this, honestly.
But yeah, like honestly, all this could change and it could just go back to a regular season. And like, so, you know, if you watch the show and none of this happens and you're like, hey, these guys told me this would happen. Well, hopefully you didn't skip past the part of me telling you that this could all be speculative. So
yeah, that's a good point.
And honestly, we could still just focus on the format that they did do in France this last year, which is similar to what we're hearing this year on American Ninja Warriors going to look like.
I didn't like yeah, that was a cool format. And you'll see me on this Saturday potentially doing that.
Potentially.
That format.
Potentially. Yeah. It's all potential.
I think it'll be really interesting.
Why is this dog licking my arm?
Dude,
right
she
now?
Just licked my whole leg.
It's all good, bro. Just let it happen.
Just let it happen. And now she's walking out. You offended her.
Good.
He's like, all right, dog, you don't want these licks?
All right, later, friend.
I'm sorry.
But no. What do you think about, you know, okay, you got speed courses, you got speed competitions. They're happening all over the U.S. with these many different leagues.
Yeah.
What do you think about the fact that I'm pretty sure they're still doing the obstacle course design challenge or obstacle design challenge, doing a speed course on some of these wild, crazy, techie, brand new obstacles? Like it's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm fast on obstacles. And then to look at some of these really technical courses or obstacles, and then it's like, okay, going as fast as I can and then pumping the brakes, focusing, you know, tightening up, getting through this course, this they'll particular obstacle.
Oh, they'll do it.
Oh, you know they will. Yeah, you know they will. Yeah. And people are going to be rushing through those types of obstacles.
That's an athlete-based thing. Like the show could put whatever in front of you. And like if you can complete it on your own, then you can complete it racing. It's if you're capable of like not being an idiot and going like 100% and just swan diving into the pool like I've done before.
Oh.
So, it's worked out in my favor when I've sent it, but
yeah. Well, some obstacles like you can't send it, but like the thing that I think Dan is alluding to is like when you're going fast, like you're sprinting in between the obstacles. Mm-hmm. But if there's super technical obstacles, like in my opinion, I wouldn't even sprint between them because I wouldn't want to be changing my pace like that to where like I would.
Yeah, your heart rate's like pounding.
Not even that. I wouldn't want to confuse my body to say like we're going 100% sprint and then all of a sudden we got to back it off to 30. I think you keep a nice flow of what you want to do, and that's how you like win that game. If you try to like go like sprint to slow, that could be effective, but I think you're just going to fumble and be more panicky. I think the smoother you are through that kind of situation, the faster you'll be.
True. I think it's also going to play a huge factor as to what you see your opponent in your peripheral vision doing. If I'm going smooth and I see them like booking it and like blazing through the first three obstacles, I'm going to be like,
oh yeah, frick, obviously then you gotta try something. But then again, maybe not, you know, because they can mess up.
It's true. Man, it's gonna be
Grant was ahead of me back in the day. I just got on his butt and just said, hey, do something, brother.
Yeah.
I'm so right here.
I remember because my whole plan was like, I just gotta get there's a point where the obstacles cross. And I didn't love they did that.
I don't think they're gonna have that
I'm sure they're gonna have something weird, but the big thing to me is like I come from contact sports, so I don't mind. Like I'm not worried, but I also, you know, give my little space, right?
And
I
was
like,
shoulder on.
All I need to do with kid is just get ahead of him because I can't move faster than him with my arms. I can get ahead of him, but once it comes to like moving with my arms on an obstacle, like through monkey bars, I'm not going to be faster than him. So I was like, I just need to get one step ahead of him. There and catch my breath. And so then I got on these monkey bars and he was just all up on my neck and back. And I'm like, whatever, dog. All I have to do is dismount one step ahead of you to go one step ahead of the warped one. If that was the end of the race, you know, that would be it. But yeah, it wasn't the end of the race. We had more to go. But then we had to go. I remember getting that lead, going up the warped wall and being like, I did my goal. And then we go to salmon ladder. Everyone had been stopping, taking a breath, jumping the salmon ladder and going. And I get there first. I take my deep breath in there, clack, clack. And I was like, what the? Kid's already going up the ladder. And I was like, oh, dang. And so I jump, rush. And then I'm not fast on my arm. So I'm like going. And then I think Rumble and Dice after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to rumble his Dice. And I'm like, I'm about to fall. I'm pumping out.
This man hung upside down from his knees, took his shirt off, started wiping his head. I was like, what?
I was pumped. I was like, whoa, this just put me in this speed I didn't want to be in. And kid's already like going up the final thing.
The zigzag, boy.
The zigzag
Dude, that
wall.
That was a fun obstacle, I'm telling you.
The zigzag wall. Yeah, if it wasn't wet, it'd been sick.
And I'm just trying to chill. And then I'm like, well, it's over, but I'm going to just try not to fall in this water. And I'm hanging upside down and looking. And then kid falls because the wall was wet. And I'm like, all right, I just got to get off this
thing. Just got to finish.
And I, you know, I'm sure I wasn't legal, whatever I was doing to stay up there. But then I got off and go over the wall, not, you know, a little tired, but like I got time, you know, all I got to do is make it up the wall. And then I fall in the wet wall. And I'm like, gosh, dang. So, yeah, you never know, man. I don't know.
The upsets that happen in head-to-head racing. Oh, man. Like, you never suspect.
I think for the athletes personally, like if I was competing, I'm trying to put myself in that mindset. I wouldn't like it. But for the audience purpose,
dude, it's going to be way more entertaining.
I think audience members will like it. But then again, I think the diehard fans won't like it. I think the people who are really like are diehard fans and follow everybody and stuff like that are going to be like, oh, I missed. Oh, like, cause you know, people
you cheated.
People are always just, you know, missing the old days talking about OG stuff. But if I'm just like a casual fan, I'm thinking like I'm on an airplane and Ninja's on, or I'm in like a restaurant or a bar and Ninja's on, like, down to watch some dudes race, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I just don't know how I'm gonna feel if I get put up some like really young little dude or girl.
And then
I big body her.
It's all good, bro. It's part of the game.
You think they're gonna have courses that cross over? I don't think they're gonna have that. I don't think they would.
Yeah.
They didn't have it in France. It was two completely separate courses side by side. And
French, I think people also, you know, they're not trying to hit each other like that. They're just trying
all to- I know is I remember last year when we had those It was those like, or yeah, last year. Ninja versus Ninja, however many years ago. It was those checkerboard.
Yeah.
It was dang.
You get bodied on those.
And you can try to high step them, but if you bounce one, bounce the last one out.
Shaking everything.
That was my move. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And I had a plan to do that.
I didn't. I couldn't. I was terrified.
That was my only move. And when I do that move,
shakes the floor.
It shakes everything that's out there. Yeah. And when I come down on that second one, I was running with somebody and I was already in the air and they were trying to step there. And I was like, don't do that.
Don't do that, fam.
I'm coming down. This weight isn't going anywhere but down.
Ooh. Damn.
And I'm like,
I'm about to send this person
home. I didn't
home.
Choose you to put your foot there, your leg, ankle, body. But I'm about to choose this body. Come on down.
There can only be one.
Don't make me do this, producers.
If I were to guess, I'm with Daniel. I don't think they will do that because I think that's almost too far from a deviation from what Ninja was, which is like you versus the course. Uh-huh. If they go from that to like you versus somebody else on the same course to you versus somebody else on one course, it's like that's a big deviation because then it's like almost
same
a different
courses.
Game.
Yeah.
Either way, all in all, I mean, even as the next couple of months, you know, come and go while they formulate and lock in the plan for this new season, I think it's going to be really fun, really exciting, and really different, especially for those of us who've been doing this for years and years. And it's like, oh, another day, another, you know, or another year, another season. I think it'll be a nice change of pace. What?
I don't think it'll be that different.
Whoa.
I think it might be.
Here's my thing. I think it's same, but different. It's like,
I'm going to say something that may be sexist. Please forgive me, internet, if I screw this up.
Zoom in on him when he says this.
No, don't zoom in on him. I don't mean to be sexist. I'm just.
Yeah, anything that starts with this is getting clipped. Yeah. Go ahead.
Dang. I hope this isn't sexist. Gosh, there's no way around it. Okay. So let's say, you know, the first place finisher is going against the last place finisher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be a possibility that the women will be the slowest.
Could be.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking possibilities.
We got some fast girls out there,
we
though.
We do, and they could beat me.
LeBrec has smoked him in a foot race.
She did. LeBrec did beat me in a foot race. Shout out to LeBrec. Yeah,
she fast.
I could take you now, though. Anyways.
I think I could take her, too.
And, oh, God.
Same. No, she still got me, dog. She's fast. Anyways, let's say the bottom people are women, just to make a scenario. The top people beat them, obviously very easily, not because they're women, but because they're the top fastest finisher.
Yeah, just
and then so the top four almost have a gimme into the finals.
Yeah.
Which was set up anyways because they're going against the last place finisher. But the women kind of have a gimme into the finals as well because they are going to try to bring women in no matter what place, right? Yeah.
But only a certain few.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like top four.
They usually just half it, right? It's usually like whoever makes the semis and they half it. So they're pretty much competing against the other women.
So the top four and the bottom four are, if they were all women.
But I mean, like Daniel's gone against LeBrec on like a power tower.
I did, and I was really nervous.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I mean, I got the result that I was hoping for and training for, but it like to say it was easy would be a lie because I was like, all I have to do is make the tiniest little mistake myself, and I'm going down no matter who I'm racing against.
I think it's more nerve wracking because it's like, am I really about to lose? Like,
now this, he's getting into some sexist comments.
Oh my god!
That's just
zoom in on him when he said that. Zoom in on him. I was just talking scenarios. This man's talking about how embarrassing it would be to what.
But that's just the game.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. But were you going to say?
Let me put it in a different. Let me put it in a different way. Like I was playing cornhole with Rocky.
Uh huh.
And
a
I
game
just
that requires no physical.
Yeah, I get
smoked. Take it easy on cornhole. What
I was
cornhole
getting smoked by this 12-year-old like
Whites
kid.
In the Olympics, I'll
and I
never
was just
know.
Like, I was like, what's good? Like, how am I getting smoked by this 12-year-old? I felt some kind of way about that. Anytime you're going against somebody that like you wouldn't usually see as your rival, or you don't really see as like an equal in terms of 1v1 racing.
Brethren, back out now.
Nah, I'm standing
back
by.
Back out now.
Because, I mean, like, Jesse's obviously an underdog against Daniel. There's no way anybody wouldn't
it
see
it. It depends
that
on the scenario, dude. We're in a foot race, so we're doing
obviously
anything like lower
but
body.
Ninja, on like a power tower.
LeBrec, I wish LeBrec was here because she would, if y'all know LeBrec like yeah. that, she's very cool to be like, yeah, I mean, if it's some, you know, she certain upper body thing you're good at, she'll be like,
she'll
yeah.
leave
yeah.
you hanging.
Go check, yeah, she was, check out the podcast with LeBrec on it. We literally talk about this. And she literally, LeBrec says, like, in the podcast, she's like, yeah, I'm not going to hang with any of these dudes in like a 1v1 race. Like, so it's not like, you know,
yeah.
she's not going to come on smoke about this subject because I think it's obvious.
Let's get her back on the podcast.
We should, yeah, she's around here.
You need to.
I'm good.
You have to, yeah. You
go
have to
go watch
rock.
That video.
She's like, hey,
Patreon.
Kid. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Grant.
Yeah, there's a clip on the Instagram. If you go see the Instagram, left. Rocky got left hanging.
He's still waiting to get dapped up.
He's still holding his hand up.
Rock out here, like,
oh, how you doing?
Just waving.
It was great, too, because the camera caught it, like, at the perfect angle, too. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even see it. I think, who knows? Did you tell me? Yeah, he told me, he's like, you should clip that. And I was like, he's that's like, I'm good. Sacrificing myself because I didn't even notice it. I go back, I'm scrubbing through it, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, dog. Because he literally just like does it, turns, and just, he's like, ah, got me.
Yeah. But back on topic, like, I do think that these scenarios and these races to determine who's moving on and who's, you know, out, who's eliminated, will there be drama? Yeah. There's always drama. There's drama every single year for, you know, lame, like things that don't even make the episode. Actually, a lot of it is off screen, but I think it's going to make for a really, like we said and agreed on, like, exciting watch. And honestly, I don't even know. Have you heard anything about the finals, like Vegas?
Because yeah, Vegas is just normal.
Okay,
Vegas,
that's what I thought. Like, to my understanding, Vegas is normal still. Yeah, so the only changes that we, you know, are hearing about being implemented or trying to be implemented affect not even really the qualifiers that much. More so the semis.
The semis, yeah.
Yeah. And so,
which is kind of my move when I got to semis. I had like a little,
you know,
just be,
you
know,
you gotta room.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Yeah,
big man.
Come up with a couple new dance moves and
just that be means top 15.
I mean, I can only do dumb stuff.
You're gonna have to get sturdy on them.
Yeah.
me and Kid were practicing the sturdy dance. When I say me and Kid, it was me. It was just
hold on.
Me.
I just done an hour and a half leg workout. True. I wasn't getting sturdy with nobody at that yeah. point.
We were figuring out that sturdy dance, though.
It's a cool dance. I like that
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, if y'all, I don't know, do something, we'll post a clip on Instagram. But I gotta work on it still.
Yeah, yeah. Is it
yeah.
going?
Yeah, you're not going to have, the only time you're going to be able to do any sort of, like, for lack of a better term, like, gimmick on the show is going to be, like you said, in qualifiers where you have the time or yeah. at the beginning or end. So as you walk up, if you need to calm your nerves by doing a dance, whew, do it.
Nah,
or
bro.
Wait till you get to the top of the warped wall.
You got to hit the gritty mid-race.
Bro, there's one thing I want to do this
oh, we know.
Season.
We know.
And I don't know when I'm going to do it.
You better just, it'll hit you and you'll be like, this is it.
Yeah, the
you'll
opportunity
know.
Will arise.
You'll know.
It will.
You'll know.
But then it'll be good too because it'll be that moment where you're just like, oh, this is it.
This is it. And this is the moment I've been waiting for.
And I hope
for.
I'm there and I'll look over and just...
I can't wait.
Go ahead.
Yes, yeah. It is the time. Well, that's what's up.
But put yourself in the shoes because I feel like a lot of new first-time ninjas this year that are getting the call for the first time ever, maybe been training for years, maybe been involved in a ninja gym for years, but this is like their first time on the show.
Yeah.
Man... I got to give him some love, though, because if it were my first season and these were the changes being implemented, I would be panicking.
Are you saying they're going to choke?
No, I'm saying that I would be panicking of like, oh, okay, I've been training all this, you know, endurance and, you know, salmon ladder and warped wall and just like key obstacles that I'm sure they're going to have on the show. But now I need to train speed. And unless you're like in the circuit of like, you know, some of these leagues where speed is a very big deal. If you're just like training and you've got a really, really cool story and you know, you have a great personality and you're good show material, right? And then you get the call and like, hey, here are these changes. Like you're going to race against another
that
ninja.
Would be me.
That is you.
That's my whole game plan.
Yeah,
and that's why my game plan's out the window.
So y'all listen to this, Daniel.
So then what are you doing?
Daniel Grant? Started the mind games. He's already trying to get in y'all's head.
Yeah, no.
He's already saying, racing them. He's already saying, oh, you already panicking, though, and you might go against Daniel Gill.
Okay, we'll consider
on the
this.
Semis. What are you going to do when I'm up there just praising the Lord and you're over there just quaking in your boots? Going, Lord, thank you for this victory over this small child.
Oh no! What have we done?
It's gonna be a fun season. Honestly, I haven't even been on the show in a while. It's been a minute. Yeah. So here, it feels like I'm gonna come out there, and they're gonna be like, Daniel, all eyes on you, and I'm gonna be like, guys, chill. Just let me run my race. And now against another person, too.
There's someone else here, too, guys. Lord. Root for them.
I was texting casting, and I just asked, too, whether we're filming at night or in day.
It's got to be night if it's Universal.
Yeah, it has to be night.
They Universal said they did not night. Know, but they said probably night.
Bro, it's night. It's Universal Studios backlot. Or somewhere like that.
I'm pretty sure he could say that.
Yeah, I know. It's there every year. That's the location.
It's not like people can, get there. Like, it's literally impossible to get in there.
Yeah, so. Unless you're on our friends and family.
We got you, fam. If you want to go, I wouldn't, but...
If you're in the area and you're on the Patreon, hit us up. We might be able to slide some for you.
Dang. Shout out Kid. He's been making connection to our Patreon crew. You've been good to him, man. When you sent that, this paint...
Well, that only went to one person.
Yeah.
But that went to the...
Still dope, bro. Yeah. I mean, it's nice for you to do that to the Patreon crew.
That's a nice one.
Our Patreon crew is not huge, but Kid's out here taking care of them. What's up? Yeah, it could be your thing. Patreons... They want to get on set and see Ninja live, you know?
This is the number one ninja podcast in the world.
It really is. Yeah, no, we're pretty much uncontested at this point.
Uncontested. No one's got it like us.
No one's got it, period.
No one actually has anything.
Quick question. Yeah. When it comes to the new season, Grant,
what am I doing?
Would you rather see a crazy technical upper body obstacle that you've that's completely unheard of, or lower body that's equally as hit or miss? Because most people would say
you
lower
mean
body.
Balance, or you mean something with strength?
He said deadlift. Lower body.
What I want is anything power related. Okay. If I can lift, I will win.
So flipping the doors. If they brought the doors back from stage two of Vegas,
I would crush people on that.
Have you ever done those? I did that once with season eight, I think it was. Well, actually, I was shocked at how heavy those things were.
Yeah, nothing's heavy.
And how gassed
heavy.
I was when I got there. You don't know, man. You're breathing in that desert air. Though. You're running. It's true. You're very different.
Weight
time.
Is
you're
different.
In the 99th percentile of big ninjas.
I just wish, coming back to ninja at the gym, me and Daniel have been back on the grind on Wednesdays and Fridays with the class. And I'm going to go check my Instagram. Last time I did a reverse grab on this thing and I pulled it off. I pulled the obstacle apart. And I'm like, dang,
that obstacle wasn't 100% locked in or put together to the best.
Yeah, I think Kevin made that one.
I know, I wasn't going to say
that. I'm on smoke today.
Broke that one.
I love you, Kevin.
there was something else I just broke as well. And it's just, I'm just realizing I got a lot of power. CrossFit's taught me a lot of power, but I have no finesse. And that's where I'm like, oof, something that and that's what I liked about CrossFit. I can go into a gym. I know the movements and I can just go be powerful and I can fail. I can be powerful and fail and I can try another rep and maybe tune down the power just a tiny bit and add a little direction or whatever I need and get it. And then that's either maxing out this morning, we were maxing out three different lifts and hit new PRs in all of them. It was awesome. It doesn't really matter in ninja. None of that really matters. And, when it comes to what we're doing now, none of it really matters except for how fast I do these obstacles. And one hand movement is the difference, or one forward swing versus one back swing. Mm-hmm. Or
5 seconds too long of a rest period in between. Yeah. Sheesh.
Yeah. So it's gonna be real different.
Yeah. I would say as some encouragement training encouragement, over these next 2 months, a month and a half that we have until the season begins filming. I would say for those of you that have already started your schedules, keep those schedules, keep those training regimens, stay disciplined, stay on top of it. I would say focus a little bit more if you want to. Here's what I'm going to do. A little bit more cardio-based things like HIIT training. If you have access to a rowing machine and or some sort of endless rope or things like that that isolate muscles that you're going to use on the course, but hit that cardio at a level that we expect to see this season, add some of that to your weekly training once or twice a week. And then I wouldn't focus too heavily on stage three endurance type stuff yet.
Yeah.
Because you could easily be the strongest out there with the greatest level of endurance. and just have something, some hiccup on a fast twitch type of movement and qualifiers, or in this case, like semis.
And that's it.
Focus the speed. Like you said, Grant, I would say pick a few obstacles, some big moves, some you know, I almost want to say sketch, but not sketch, but big balance if you have access to make something like that. Make some 6 obstacle courses like that and then do some cardio training on those. Don't be dumb. Who is it? Jesse Graff, DBD. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. Like, make courses that you are capable of doing that aren't so sketchy that it's got like a 60% chance, like wipeout rate. Like, don't do that. And then just enjoy it. Because of the format this year, there's going to be a lot of rivalries and relationships. So if you can train in a group, but we've had this conversation so many times.
You know what I want to see?
If you got a squad, train with your squad.
What?
D Gill versus T Stillings. Oh. The OG rivals.
Oh, we got to go back to Ninja to pull up some of these OGs.
OG rivals.
Stillings. Yeah. I was thinking about him earlier today, actually.
Is he still doing his thing?
He's doing a lot of stuff.
Is he still competing?
I saw him at the world record thing, remember? He was there with us. Italy? The world record thing with Naj.
Oh, yeah. You came out there.
He was doing the cat grab world record.
Dude, oh, nice. He was crushing it.
He's doing good.
Yeah, he's good.
Put on, and he said
he's
it.
Doing CrossFit
he put on
too.
A little bit of dad bod.
I love Stillings, man. He literally. Stillings. I think this was like 10 years ago. No, this was Dallas or something. But if you don't know Thomas Stillings, he's like a competitor
Genie
on the show.
Ninja.
But yeah, he started CrossFit a while back. And I think he was like a week into it. And he was like, yeah, I've been doing CrossFit. Like, takes his jacket off and starts like feeling himself. Like, get out of here, man.
I love Thomas.
Yeah, he had
never
thinking up an upper body, but he also was like, I got this little belly now, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, and it's just true to form. Just true to form, man.
Yeah. But he's usually pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who all ends up competing this season because, like I said, or like we all said, we're several days into, you know, the callbacks.
I think a lot of people have already gotten the callbacks. Like,
true, but
everybody.
There's still a lot of people that I haven't heard anything from. And what's...
Like who? Drop some names.
I'm not going to drop names right now because there's still a chance. I'm saying like I've got a really cool, like a bunch of my local guys that have been training for years are like, oh my God, I'm competing for the first time ever. Like young Grant Kenningham, he's stoked.
I knew he was going to get a call. Dude. He showed me his video and I was like, solid.
One of the best videos I've ever seen.
That was an amazing video.
Dude. And he's put in so much hard work. And so to hear him
He should be the fundamental for how to make a video. If anyone wants to know how to make a video, his is like the perfect mixture.
Yeah. Although we're gonna have to wait a year for him to post it because of all the contractual stuff. Like they own it now.
But I mean,
since he sent
I think
it.
I might have like,
posted. Dog. Whatever.
Whatever.
Nah.
That's No.
But
I think
we'll see.
Think
we'll see
good.
Who the competition is comprised of. It's gonna be a new.
I'm
know,
stoked to just watch. Fun. It's fun to watch that kind of stuff.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
stoked for you to just. Not have to be in it. When we were in France and I was just doing CrossFit every day and just
that's
painting my chest up at night to cheer on
that's
kids.
That's going to be me and Callie,
bro. Kind of dope.
I'm going to be hanging out, playing volleyball and just hanging out at night and just be like, damn, this is what it's like. I like this.
That's a good life, dog.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
It'll be good.
I might mess around and test. Who knows?
You should.
I mean,
just
my
give you a little, you know, show you how it's done with a 6'2 frame.
Yeah, we're the exact training I'm doing now. Where I'm like 3 weeks out. February 18th is the world record flying bar defense. So that I got last year. I got to go and defend it this year.
Yeah, that's not Ninja America. That's elsewhere.
Yeah, that's out in Italy. It has nothing to do with Ninja here. And every we've been doing the gym. Even today, the record I only did 15 because it was just so nervous. I mean, today I did 21 and with.
Word?
5 extra turnarounds or whatever it is. So it's like, I plan on beating the record. How much can I beat it by? Whatever. But my technique is deciding, me and Kid were talking about like, do I do this one technique that can burn up my biceps and go pretty quick and then turn around and then go to this other technique that'll get a couple more reps out? Or do I use this slow technique, which has been my go, to be a long, slow burn where the whole time I just control my heart rate and I'm still making 21, but I'm up on the bar for almost 2 minutes or more. And so it's the thing it gives out is my grip because I'm just on the bar over and over, whether I could speed that up with these faster movements and then hold on for whatever. That's where I'm at now. I'm like, I've been training this long burn endurance where I have a really good dead hang and really good certain muscle groups, but that's not going to be useful at all for Ninja right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't play off at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah, they're changing the game in a lot of ways. But I'm here for it. I mean, honestly, like with the sport, I mean, things are going to evolve. Things are going to change and progress. And honestly, I think this is a great step towards the direction of legitimizing and even getting it through to like Olympic level stuff, because it's going to be that much more entertaining to watch and showcase not just the ability, like, oh yeah, they can finish a course in like 3, 5, 7 minutes, but like just the eye-catching speed at which they're going through these courses. I think it's going to be really, really good. It's
definitely going to be entertaining.
For sure.
I want to play devil's advocate here, because I do get what you guys are saying. I do get what you guys are saying, but like, if that was the case, right, why did Ninja versus Ninja fail? Like, right, did like all those shows fail?
Because
they
were on USA Network.
You think so? You think it was just the network?
Well, I think that they had very poor advertising those 2 years.
Name one show on USA Network.
Psych.
Walker,
oh wait,
Texas
from like current or like way
USA
back?
USA Network?
Yeah.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Okay, is that from...
How long ago is that?
Dude, like,
I don't know, dog, I'm
34. Was that on USA Network?
I'm old.
No,
I don't know. Feels
that was
like
not
it was.
USA Network.
Was it
USA
not?
Network was like,
but
Monk,
to be fair,
Psych, they've got like detective shows
and stuff.
Let me
ask Siri.
I can't name any shows on anything, dog. Like,
oh. But everybody streams everything now anyways.
Hey Siri, what channel was Walker, Texas Ranger on?
Dude, Siri's not coming on. It's going to be like channel 2.
Walker, Texas Ranger... was on, ran for 8 seasons on CBS. Dang.
CBS.
Maybe, and I hope that is. I mean, if that's the case, that'd be sick, because then it might bring back Ninja vs. Ninja. If like people, it catches more people's eyes and they're like, whoa, like the side-by-side format's really cool, then they might just bring back Ninja vs. Ninja.
Well, I mean, do you think they changed Ninja because of us?
What do you mean?
Kind of nice podcast. Every time
I
you
feel
had
like
Ninja
they have
on
in the
here,
past.
What does Ninja got to do to change? What does Ninja got to do to change? We talk about one-on-ones. We do the competition
maybe.
Back. Bring back Ninja versus Ninja then.
Guys, give
now,
us your
like
comments.
I definitely
give us
don't
your
think
reviews. Things that we need to start pushing for.
We are the trendsetters here.
We have a voice. They're
it has
hearing.
To be us. Yeah, we're actually the number one.
We're the number one Ninja podcast. It has to be us.
There we go.
It has to be us.
We did it.
I'll call myself.
That's a new title, this podcast. We Change Ninja.
We changed Ninja podcast.
I think my new title is the number one. Dang it, what is it? No, I'm losing it.
Hang in
the
there,
number
keep
one
thinking.
Ninja. Ah, dude, I lost. Hold on.
You'll get it, bud.
I'm just going
to
make some
boards.
T-shirts. It'll say kind of nice, and on the back it'll say, we are the voice of Ninja.
The reporter. Number one Ninja reporter. Sports reporter. That's
there
me.
There we go.
I'm really glad you fought for that,
news.
Man.
That was hard. I was shout out to Andrew Schultz. I stole that from him. Yeah. But that's what we are.
You know, I didn't know. We didn't have a segment this time, right? So we could put that out there for people
there,
to do their
actually
kind of
is,
advice.
There is a segment, but it's very like work related kind of. You'll see. I mean, we can do it.
Yeah, let's do it, Bubs. I'm trying to
go
get these people my advice.
Go ahead and plug.
We changing ninja over here. Changing lives.
The number one ninja podcast in the world.
Hey, go ahead and tell them where they can that send. Actually, I'll do it. So for the kind of advice segment, you boys or girls, you know, we don't discriminate here. Can send us an email at kindanice@gmail.com. Send us anything you might want advice for. You know, maybe you want advice on how to train for the new season. Maybe you want advice about, you know, relationship stuff. Maybe, you know, your boyfriend leaves the toilet seat up and you want to figure out a way to get him to take the toilet seat down. We're all here for any kind
that's
of
true
advice segments. So last time, I think we had one from Carter Warren. We did that one. So we have a new email in from, it's kind of just letters and numbers. So he says, yeah, Z Bales 90.
Nice.
Oh, I know who this is.
Do you?
Yes.
Why? Why do you know
or
who this is?
I don't
is?
Know if I'm
who
supposed
is
to say.
Okay, don't say. No. You remain anonymous to us.
First off,
his name is Zeke Bales.
I know
attendant.
Exactly who
he's
he is.
From your hometown, dog.
All right. Whoa. So do I get a, can I say I know him?
No.
I guess.
I mean, this is one
sure
of my homies from growing up.
Whoa. Oh,
well, then you should probably read
yeah,
this.
You should do this. Let the honors be yours.
My man.
He starts off with good evening.
Good evening.
How did he know?
I'm currently, everyone pipe down. Zeke, you got the floor, my dude. I'm talking to camera here. Let me just get squared up. Zeke, what up, by the way, Bubs? I am currently a brand ambassador for 2 companies and have been trying to make some extra income off of promoting their products. I've even created a website blog on Wix to try to pull more people to see these products, offer demos and presentation in person, and provide my personal experiences with both products. They sent me to some conferences to present, and I've done a few demos in my district, but I am not getting paid compensation for any of it. I've sold $4,000 in product, which is If you're doing those kind of numbers,
that's significant.
You gotta, you know, you're pushing the needle for the company. I've sold $4,000 in products for one of them, but due to their affiliate rules, I'm not eligible to receive any because of my promo wasn't used. I don't like that. I already got a lot to say. We'll come back though. I have a few questions and then any general advice and your experiences would be appreciated. I love both of these companies and it's not about the money, but it feels like I'm putting effort and not receiving my fair share. It's not, doesn't have to be about the money, but when you're being mistreated, it's about being mistreated. So I get you there. It's, you're getting a little mistreated there. Anyways, have you ever promoted a company, been told you could make money and never saw any of that? Or do you feel that you, that they weren't supporting you as an ambassador? Do you want to answer that first or do you want to move on to question two?
Go for it. If you got, if it's fresh on your mind,
I think,
you got,
I mean,
an answer,
I think you're
like,
probably more. Yeah.
This is your question. Yeah,
let me, more your question because I don't think I have much to say about this zone.
I would say listen to Grant.
Yeah, this, that's a bummer, man. That's a real bummer. I do brand work now. I started brands back in the day. I started my Instagram because I just want to see what would happen if I got on American Ninja Warrior and what my following would do. And it did not come instantly and it did not grow like I thought. But I knew how to I have a degree in marketing, so I knew how to market myself. I knew how social media worked because obviously I grew up with the internet and social media right in the right time. So it was a perfect package to try to create viral videos. I had multiple different ones go viral. Every time I would create one, it would increase my following. And then I started to do videos timed with the natural growth that would come from being on American Ninja Warrior. Whenever they showed my run, I'd always see about 1,000 people would increase. This is all different algorithms. So to use that all towards making brand deals worked, I just was a big networker. I would go to the CrossFit Games or I would go to these other events and I would meet companies, shake hands and whatever. And they didn't really, brands didn't have an idea how to work with influencers. Now they've gotten a little better thing with that going, but it's still pretty bad. And stuff like this happens where you're doing real change for a company and you're not getting compensated, whether that's monetarily or anything. And I see it in my negotiations with big businesses where maybe I'm selling a bigger product. Recently, I've done a product called Cold Plunge, these big tubs. They're about $7,000. And I have a commission off of those. It's like $250. Now, if you think of the profit margin and what I'm receiving, you could argue that and whatever. Now, I really like Cold Plunge, so I don't mind it, right? This is one of those things that like anything is cool at this point. They just sent me a plunge for free. That's $7,000. And I actually like the product. I'm using it anyways. It's easy to throw it on my social media, but I've sold 6 of them. And that was just like right off the rip. And so you could get in there and negotiate bigger numbers. And that's, there is room for that. And I think that that's my advice, is to try to work your way up the chain in conversation. Because if you're just messaging, DMing the person handling the social media, they're not the decision maker most often, unless it's a small company. Get your way to someone and go, hey, here's my numbers. This is what I'm doing. I love your product. This is what I'm hoping for. In the same way you go to your boss in a 9-to-5 job and say, hey, I've been doing this. This is my workload. It seems like there's more workload. This is the return on investment if you invest in me. So I'd like this position, whatever. That's what we do with brands now, to say, remember, it's not seen as work, but it is. It is real work to promote brands. It's the new and better advertising. You are now a marketer or an advertiser. And so I would start with that. I would try to work up to the right person in communication. And I would say to them, hey, this is how I'm pushing the needle for the company. This is the actual return you're getting from my actual work. These are the places I'm going, how I'm invested. And I love it, but I'm not feeling appreciated, or I'm not seeing a monetary return like I was told. And just get that out there, but also have an idea of what it is you do want. Like, you know, have a number when it comes to the money, or have a percentage that you can negotiate for. So you're not just aimlessly going, so I just want more. And they're like, okay, we'll give you $2 extra per sale you make. And you're like, that does nothing for me, right? Figure the equation that is worth it to you and then decide. Because if you're doing it because you love the company, you'll do it for free. Because, and I know you know this, is that when we love something, we don't expect something back. We love it's sacrifice. Real love is sacrifice. Now, if we like something, we expect something back. But if we love something, we sacrifice our time, more, energy, effort.
If you want more on that, you can check out the episode "What Is Love" with Grant McCartney. It's one of the episodes. Kind of throwback to that.
Go check that one out. But that's what you're doing. If you really love something, you will sacrifice your time and energy to go somewhere, and you'll realize you can't always go to these things, but you'll still do something for them because you're willing to sacrifice your time. Now, if you want to do more as a business and you're not getting that return, argue for that. Get yourself some more money, or realize you're going to tone back what you do for them in a loving way that you can't sacrifice as much as you are. So that's question one. Sorry, I was a little drawn out, but I hope that helped you, bud.
I mean, this is deeper, like kind of just business stuff. So
yeah. And the second question is, how would you handle a company you feel you should earn compensation from? Do I write an email up? I probably should have read question two. Okay.
I mean, you kind of touched on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do I write up an email and explain what I've done and how I made these sales, even though my promo wasn't used, specifically the ones that use promos to track your sales? And if the customer doesn't allow steps that you didn't receive a percentage.
My question is, how does he know he generated $4,000 worth of revenue if he didn't have a promo code tracking it?
Yeah. So an example for me is Randy loves to buy 10,000 shorts. And I know Randy buys them because he tells me every time he buys them, and he's bought 10, 15, 20 pairs of these shorts.
A lot of shorts.
Yeah. A lot of shorts. And every pair of shorts that I sell on 10,000, I get $20. That's the commission I make. Now, I'm not pushing the sales. I'm trying to do other things for the company. We've worked out a good relationship where I do more promotional in-person events. We're going down to Miami this weekend. I'm also running the half marathon in a 20-pound vest. We're doing all these promotional things where I give them value more than sales, because I don't like to be online going, buy these, in hopes of getting $20 per short. So I hear from Randy, he's bought all these shorts, and I see my check that comes every month of like $20. He only bought one. I know he bought 16 pairs. Well, he didn't use the promo. He didn't put it in. And so then I went to the company and said, hey, here's the problem. You know, people are forgetting to use my code, but they're my people, and they're following because of me. And they're like, that is kind of this problem that can happen in there. There's a couple workarounds there, but starting that conversation is what you should do first. And that can be your proof of like, give real examples. I'm like, hey, this guy is my homie. He tells me every time he buys one, and my commission check was $20. So I know that can't be true, because I've seen his five new pairs this month, and he's just not using the code.
I think a way to fix that, and that's more company side than your side, but would be like an affiliate link to where it's like anything that you promote, any like thing that's your content, whether it's on your Instagram page in your bio, or you post a video, you post something, you use a specific link that just looks like their website link or their shop link, but that link is also coded to like tell the company that like everybody coming to this link and buying off of, you know, this link is your people. I don't think every company does that, but every company should, because I think it's way better than, cause especially like if the promo code, like some people just don't care to get 10% off or whatever like the offer is. So they'll just like buy it. Like they'll click your link, but they'll just kind of like omit the promo code. Or another big thing too, probably that's what's happening with this guy, if it is the case, is you have a lot of things like honey now, and things that, like, everybody uses honey, right? And if you're not using honey, this isn't promoted by honey, but you should be using honey because it's like free money pretty much. Dang, we need to get a honey sponsor, because that's a good promo.
It's all good.
But honey pretty much is this online thing that it records any codes for any company, right? Any online website, and it kind of finds like the biggest discounts, the best deals for whatever you can get. So for any website when you're shopping, and I use it like anytime I'm buying something, I scan the Honey app to make sure. And usually like whether there's a Honey link or not is almost like a deciding factor whether I buy something or not. If there's like a nice discount and I'm like, yeah, I'll buy this with like 25% off. So you put it in you put the items in your shop, you click the Honey thing, it like scans for codes. And if your code is like 10%, but like they're running another sale or something like that for a bigger sale for 15 or anything more than that, Honey's just going to automatically use the other code. So your link is not going to get used. And even though you generated that sale,
that's a good point,
it's not going to be marked under you.
I didn't think about the hierarchy of how it uses the code, if there's a better one. Yeah, promo codes are tough. Links are tough. We're also, I think we're coming out of a season of, hey guys, use my code, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've talked to companies and going, yeah, that's not really happening anymore. So I'm trying to be ahead of these conversations with companies that I'm with so that they don't go, oh, you're not bringing sales anymore. You're fired or whatever. We cut you off the team or whatever, because they need real return. I get that on their money they're paying me for whatever. And I think we are losing people going, you know, oh, use my link and click my actual link from my page, because they're there to watch my page because they think it's funny or entertaining, not because they want to buy shorts. But there is a secondary thing of maybe when they are looking for shorts going, oh yeah, Grant wears, I like that one. That was 10,000. I just go straight to the 10,000 website.
Yeah.
Buy.
Yeah,
they didn't even, you know, it look came from link. Me.
Yeah.
So it is confusing and it is tough. And I'll get into the last question here just to bring it home. But the last question is there any value in having your own website to promote it? I want to tell you, dude, that's a good idea. You're thinking the right way, because yes, you can create a website and doesn't have to be selling just your own products. My homie who is killing it, Eric Hinman, he has a website dedicated to all the things he loves and all his links are on there. And to run a website monthly, it doesn't cost that much. Let's say it costs you $20. It shouldn't cost you that much, but let's say it does. Then you can, if you can make $20 from sales off that website, you're already doing all right. You're breaking even.
Business 101, baby.
Yeah. So make $21 and you're profiting a dollar off of this website purchase. So I would definitely say that's a great idea and put all the links in there. The problem I could see is someone who's not a big influencer, a big name, big whatever, people don't always assume that, you know, people, all my promo codes are Island Ninja. Everywhere I go with every company, I tell them, change it to Island Ninja. So that way, if they follow me at all, they can just, what was this code again? I'll just try Island Ninja and it'll work.
Yeah, but that's smart.
You know, Zeke might not have that kind of setup if they're not looking for that from him. And it can be tough, man. The grind is tough. And I think that there's some downsides of social media work like that. And I would advise too, shaking hands. You got to get someone's hand. You know, you can't just be on the other end of a DM or something, because I think business still happens in the way it happened before, and it's always happened, is you have to know real people and talk about real things, and then you have to make real change, right? Even back in the day when they're trading their flour for rice, you have to give them real flour. And that's the same thing on social media. You can't just be like, well, I've told a couple people, like, your videos have to either get views or they actually have to create conversion on sales. And then that's your flower that you're trading, right? It's a real thing. And it's not me. People come to me, oh, you use social media, you live the best life. And I'm like, well, I've created great videos that didn't get views or didn't cause a turnover or didn't cause a whatever. And so that's useless to a company. So it is tough. It's Wild West out there still with social media. These are great questions, though, Zeke. Miss you, dude, by the way. And but you guys all tuning in, if you have any other questions, whatever it is, business advice, relationship, whatever, we'll give you horrible advice. If you want to email us at kindanice@gmail.com.
kindanice@gmail.com. Yeah, I mean, I think that was all good. Yeah, nothing more to touch on that. I think Rocky had some stuff prepared because we didn't think we'd have stuff to talk about. Do you want to go any over that stuff? Or
we're about an hour in.
What are we at?
We'll bring it
57
down.
57 minutes.
We need to film another one too, because I'm gonna be going back on the road here soon.
Where are you going?
I go to Miami this weekend, run the half marathon.
Aren't you back after that though?
I'll be back. That's what I'm saying, but we'll put up another one.
Yeah.
And we got some hot topics in the
you got one topic on his one topic? You hit one of them.
There's some hot we asked, like, what are we gonna talk about? And Rock just fired away some stuff. I was like, whoa, Rock's ready.
I was playing at that time. But there's a few things we could talk about.
Just give me just one. Give me
just
one.
Pick one out of that list you sent, because those are some good ones.
Simply Orange. Y'all drink Simply Orange?
Never heard of it.
I've had it.
Is it orange juice?
Orange juice.
What's going on?
Is that the bottle? Is that the bottle that's kind of like that?
Yeah.
I have drunk Simply Orange.
Yet. What's
Man,
going
they
on?
They got toxic chemicals in them.
I haven't drank them in years, though.
Oh, yeah. I drink it all the time. Chick-fil-A is what I get for breakfast.
Oh, it's Chick-fil-A's got it?
Is it Chick-fil-A?
It be getting people, man. You got to be careful what you put in your body.
They just got sued today for having toxic chemicals.
Speaking about what you put in your body, bro, I didn't realize, like, because I eat and I drink and I, like, work out and I, like, I'm very, like, I didn't realize how healthy I live compared to an average person. And yeah. I guess I'm also, like, I'm around athletes. I'm around people who take care of themselves. Like, that's just the people I surround myself with, other than, you know, specific individuals we went to lunch with last night.
Unbelievable.
Or dinner. But some of you guys are wild, man. Like, we were talking with this, me and Grant went to dinner last night.
Shout out to that Chinese restaurant too. It's fire.
A little Chinese restaurant with a few of my volleyball Quinn, friends, kind of.
Quinn Dynasty. If you
Quinn Dynasty. Q-U- right by Lakewood Church.
Q-I-N. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but definitely go there. It's
definitely get the fried rice. I've heard it's good.
Unbelievable. I wouldn't know. I ordered it and
we ordered it and it never came.
White rice. I was
like, yeah, we're talking to one of the chicks there and she's like,
don't put her on blast. Like,
well, yeah, nobody knows who she is. But anyways, said chick, right? No way she listens to this podcast. Talk about like, we're just talking about like our diets and what we eat. She's like, yeah, you know, I don't like water. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't like water? Like, it doesn't matter if you like water, you need water. Yeah, and she's like, no, I just kind of drink like monsters. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I just kind of like drink.
I drink monsters. And, that's not what.
And then she said some stuff right after it. She was like, well, yeah, well, you know, what do you have for breakfast? Whatever. And she's like, I don't really like eating. And I was just like, well, how do you feel about air? Have you tried air?
You're like breathing.
Because if you don't like eating, drinking, or breathing, you might not be living. It was wild.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know how I would feel if I like just lived off of monster liquids and didn't eat fruits and vegetables and lived off of grilled cheese sandwiches. And like, there's no, and like these people, I play like volleyball with them and they're like, volleyball is one of those weird sports to where you, if you're like a super athlete and you're in shape, you'll do well, but you can also do well and get away with being out of shape and like just being very technically good. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's interesting like that, but
yeah, like,
but
yeah, I golf.
Mean, be careful. Yeah. Golf is like that.
Whoa.
Got him.
Tell me there ain't some out of shape people in golf.
Not no more. The new age golfers, man, they're in shape. Shout out to Tiger for starting that trend. He put the whole workout in.
Got like Roy
McIlroy. I don't know if y'all seen his body.
Beast. Yeah, as I'd say, I think I'm good on that.
But yeah, now you guys got to be careful what you put in your bodies. Like, I mean, you get one of these things, these bodies you got to live life in. So you got to, you know, take care of it so you can enjoy some of the time you have here.
Water bottle, one or two a day at least. One or two water bottles a day minimum, please.
While we're giving our advice to my big bro advice is get some accountability around it. My buddy was joking this morning. I was like, that's a great idea. I was leaving the gym. I just maxed out 3 different PRs and I was... I'm Settle just flex. Need some, it's on my Instagram. You can see the numbers. Anyways, I was leaving. I was like, I need protein. I need to recover and all stuff. And I was like, man, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the gas station because I'm hungry.
And you
I'm
got a
some
monster.
Candy, get some energy drink, get something, you know. And I was like, he goes, take a picture of what you eat and send it to me. Hashtag accountability. And I did. I didn't know what else to get. So I did. I got 3 tacos, meat tacos. And I got a protein bar instead of candy bar. But then I got an energy drink. And he was like, okay, it's a start, you know, and he could start speaking into my decisions on food. It becomes a lot better when someone hears, right?
Yeah.
Our friend that we talked to the night, she probably didn't think having the monster every day was bad.
But she's one of those people who don't like, that's, you got to want to change, right? She's good where she's at.
She's cool with it.
She's in the comfort zone. She's like, do you know?
Monster a day keeps
me. Got 24 pack in the fridge. I'm good for another week.
Yeah, dog. Wild.
What else you got for us, Rocky?
Oh, you want something else?
Well, it's kind of a spinoff of like the... food is toxic. But yeah, maybe don't drink Simply Orange juice.
Let's hit him with one more. One final one. Bring it home.
All right, a little simple one. Floyd Mayweather's back in the ring.
No, he's not.
Coming back.
What? Like a real fight? Or like
it's got to be worth
fighting
a
MMA
$1 billion.
They didn't say that.
He's not fighting MMA, though, is he?
He's fighting some dude. No, he's boxing.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. Come on, you know he's going to make the rules.
That's true.
Dang. Wait, I think I've seen
is
the dude
an
he's
exhibition,
boxing.
Though?
That's I think I've seen. Match. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nah, you can't. You don't go up against... you know, someone right in their thing and think you're going to beat them.
Yeah. No, Mayweather, I mean, he's just getting a bag.
He's not going to do anything. He's going to lose. Yeah.
He's smart. He's
very smart.
He's never lost, right?
Nope.
There you go.
Allegedly.
Yeah. What if he just gets KO'd though?
No way.
I'm just saying, what if it just like slips?
Who's the guy?
Some dude named Jordy Shaw or something like that.
I'm just saying, well, how wild would that be?
I want him to fight like Conor again. That was just entertaining. Not because that fight was whatever. It wasn't even that good of a fight. Just the build up and the shit talk was just phenomenal.
Didn't Floyd fight Logan?
Yeah, he did.
Logan.
That's unbelievable to me because that actually Logan is such a bigger person.
He's huge compared to him, yeah.
He should have done better.
No way, dude.
He should have done better.
World-class, the best boxer ever. The other guy is like just started boxing a few years ago.
I mean, but also when I watched the lower weight divisions, you can get more power.
Did you watch the fight?
Put on weight. I didn't.
So Logan pretty much did. So the first like 2 rounds, Logan unloaded, was like just swinging, like just throwing haymakers and Floyd just defended it.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just over because he had no more gas, and Floyd was just like kind of playing the game.
He's good at the game. Yeah, that's all it was. I hate watching that.
Yeah, no, Floyd's fights aren't even that entertaining.
He's the number one boxer in the world, number one brawler.
Yeah, he's definitely not the number one MMA fighter. He's not the number one kickboxer. He knows what he's doing. And shout out to him for that, being good at what you're good at.
He's just good at making money.
He's doing that,
too. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he keeps just spending all his money. That's why he needs to come back. I don't know. Because I feel like at some point, like, he's got... Why is he coming back? Does he just need another bag, or is he, like...
I don't know. I really don't know. I think he likes the fame.
He just wants to be relevant again?
The fame, yeah.
Maybe it is the relevance thing. He's like, damn, nobody's talking about me. Let me go do something.
Yeah, I mean, his daughter was in the papers for, like, stabbing somebody. She's on probation now.
Oh, damn. Crap. That's Rock's on top of this.
He really do knows the stuff. I mean, but like even with these kind of fights, like if you wouldn't have told me about it, no way I would have watched it or even heard about it. But like once in a while, like you'll just see like a clip on Instagram of Floyd fighting some random dude in Japan as an exhibition.
Yeah, in Dubai.
I'm like, what's going on?
Get in the bag.
I want him to fight like Pacquiao or like go fight like, I mean, don't fight Canelo because he's out of his prime now. So like he'd get by. But Pacquiao's like near his age, right? Mm-hmm. I think Pacquiao would be down to scrap.
We did Pacquiao.
Yeah, but do it again for fun.
Pacquiao lost, bro.
Twice? Did they do like a...
He needs to do Canelo. That's what he needs to do.
Canelo,
I think, took advantage of Canelo before he got...
He knows what he did with Canelo. He got in, got him out. I'm never fighting
you
again,
dog.
Man
is good at his game, dude.
Yeah, he said, look at this young up-and-coming dude right here. This dude definitely going to be better than me in his prime, but let me catch him while he's up. This is what Daniel's finna do with these teenagers.
Oh, dang. Shout out Floyd Mayweather. All right, man. Well, it's been another awesome episode. Y'all send out some... kinda nice show
@gmail.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the number one ninja podcast in the world.
That's what we gotta call ourselves now, because that's what we are. That's what we are.
That's what we are.
Also, shout out to our Patreons. If you want to be the shout out of the week next week, all you gotta do is go to the Apple iTunes podcast app thing, give us a 5-star review, and just write something down so we can read it. Because if you don't write something down, I can't read it and I can't give you a shout out. This has been the 61st episode of the Kinda Nice Podcast. Hopefully you guys are having a great day, whether it's your morning, you know, morning commute or wind it down. Listen to us. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll catch you guys next episode. Peace.
Big love.
I'm kinda nice with the gear. Shout out my area code. I'm feeling nice with the drill. And I'm about to bury the flow. I'm about to make me a meal. Nothing gonna get in the way. You see me keeping it trill. I'm all about getting this pay. Shout out my area code. I'm feeling nice with the drill.